let's talk about loneliness.
All right. Welcome back to the Earling Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, how can you not talk about Donald Trump? You know, I said that, and I have done a really good job, I think, over the last few years with not talking about Donald Trump, and I stay away from it as much as I can. But how can you not talk about Donald Trump? You know, Donald Trump has certainly craved the limelight. He always wanted everything to be about him. And as the president of the United States, even before that, it was always everything about him. He craves the limelight. That's who he is. That's who he's always been. He has the limelight now. And it's not the limelight that he wants. Clearly, it's going to be a tough time for Donald Trump that he's earned. Let's just be clear, man. I don't care what side of this thing you are on. If you think that Donald Trump has, as he talks about witch hunts, there wouldn't be a witch hunt if he hadn't been in the middle of so many different things that we all know is wrong. You know, you don't, as a parent, I never supported my children in wrong. My parents never supported me in wrong. Now, that's my son. This does not matter. Were you right? I couldn't come to my parents after I've knowingly done something wrong and they're going to support me. Contrast, neither do my children, and I love them, but they can't come to me and expect me to support them when they've been wrong. And I know they're wrong, and they know they're wrong. But how is it that people who know Donald Trump is wrong know he's put himself in a situation many times over? Let's even say that the thing in New York doesn't happen, you know, with Stormy Daniels. There's so many others that he's on the line for that eventually they're going to get him. Now, before we go to the phone lines, there's Tucker Carlson. You know who he is, the all-wise number one person on Fox News. Listen to Tucker Carlson on yesterday. Kevin, you got that? Play it. Calvin, I'm sorry.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson. And happy Tuesday, another day of rumors and thinly sourced news stories. Ooh, what's new? These about when and where Donald Trump will be arrested, fingerprinted, and photographed against a cinder block wall for his mugshot. How much of this is true? Once again, we cannot say. Here's what we know. A Soros-funded prosecutor in New York, a man who ran on the promise to indict Trump, seems to be working hard to indict Trump, indicting him for a crime that no one even pretends is a crime, including the federal agency that has already investigated and declared it not a crime. So in Manhattan tomorrow, what will certainly be an overwhelmingly liberal grand jury will meet, and unless something unexpected happens, Democrats will have taken the unprecedented step of using a corrupt justice system to take out the front runner in the Republican presidential field in a presidential race. And if that happens, America will never be the same. You've got to hope that for the sake of the country, the Biden White House, which will be running against Trump, will put the country above partisanship and stop this. That Merrick Garland at DOJ will issue a very public statement saying that this is wrong, which it is, and therefore preserve for our grandchildren our justice system. As of tonight, that doesn't seem to be happening. In fact, as of tonight, it's not just Trump who is the target of this. It's Trump's voters. The Biden administration's.
Wait a minute. Let me get the wax out of my ears. Did I hear Tucker Carlson say that President Biden should put the country above partisanship? What? Come on, man. Come on. Who's any more partisan than Tucker Carlson and Fox News? But now you want the president to step in because you're concerned that, you know, this is a slap in the face to the 74 million people who voted for Donald Trump. But here's my response to the 74 million people who voted for Donald Trump. You lost the election. There were more people who voted for Joe Biden than Donald Trump. You don't want to, you're not concerned about the majority of the people who voted for the president of the United States who won the election. We're supposed to be concerned about the other side of it, the people who supported Trump and lost. That's not how it works. The majority rules. So the majority won who supported Joe Biden. The other 74 million who lost, it's not our for us to cajole you or for us to say, oh, we've got to feel sorry for that 74 million who lost. You lost. That's how it works. Ron Johnson beat Mandela Barnes. Those of us who supported Mandela Barnes, 50.4% to 49.7%, whatever it was, close. I haven't yet heard one person on the right say, well, we should be concerned about those that 49.4% or 49.7% of the voters who supported Mandela Barnes, we should be concerned about them. What are we talking about, man? Let's go to Paul from Waukesha. Good morning to you, Paul. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl.
Good morning.
Well, you talked about votes and ballots. It's all about the ballot now, not the vote. So Trump got, what, 79 million votes?
74 million.
We have no money. We have no idea how many votes he got.
74 million.
But we do know that he got a lot of ballots, not a lot of people going to the vote. So that's a little questionable. But that's here and then.
Wait a minute.
Want to talk about?
Hold on. I'll give you a chance. But that's not what I say. That's what has been proven ever since over 2 years now. It's been proven that Donald Trump lost the election, and it has nothing to do with the fact that somehow he was cheated out of it. Even Republicans, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, many of the Republicans who've been around for 30 years all agree he lost the election. So, I mean, you and others can make up and fabricate whatever it is you want to fabricate, Paul. It's been proven that he lost the election. Get over it.
It's about ballots. No, not about votes.
It's about votes,
about
man.
It's about ballot harvesting. And when the Republicans
hold on. It's not about ballot harvesting. It's the votes. You just because Republicans can say it's about ballot harvesting doesn't mean it's so. It's about the votes. And if you want to talk about ballot harvesting, if it's legal, if the Republicans chose not to do that, who is that on?
Exactly. That's the point. Well, let's talk about Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump hasn't been in office for over 2 years. He's been blamed for everything going on, even though the guy's not, he hasn't been in office. And let me just tell you, Trump's not going to win the nomination. He's not going to become president next time.
Oh,
it's going to be DeSantis who's going to win the nomination.
Absolutely.
And then we'll see what happens after that.
Well, DeSantis.
But with these charges, now they are weaponizing the criminal justice system. Look at, do you know how weak of a case this is that they have against this guy? Not only is it over the statute of limitations, it's weak.
So let me say this to you, man. You want to talk about weaponizing, you know, the judicial system. I can tell you what weaponizing the judicial system was back 1980 when if a person was caught with crack cocaine, one rock, they would go to prison for 10 years. when somebody else had a kilo of cocaine and they would get less time than the person selling crack cocaine. That's weaponizing the judicial system. Weaponizing the judicial system is not what has happened with Donald Trump. I don't care. As I said before, if Donald Trump doesn't go to jail for this, he's going to go to jail for something else because there's so many cases that are lined up because he hasn't been right. You can support him in wrong, and many like you can support him in wrong. And if he hadn't been doing wrong, they wouldn't have so many cases against him. Or do you really just believe they've decided to attack him because he's the all-knowing and all-great and all-superior Donald Trump?
So do you know anything about Soviet-style tactics? It's always about Russia.
I don't live in Russia.
You don't believe that these show trials are a book or a page right out of the Soviet Union? Well, you can't bring any witnesses. No.
Hey, Paul.
No, look at that whole January 6th committee.
Hey, Paul, man, you're a nice guy, man. To be honest with you, I like you, man. You're a good guy. But you don't realize that you have taken in all of the talking points for conservatives from Fox News and other sources because you're echoing the same things they echo. No, man, I know what I see with my own eyes. My eyes have not lied to me. The things that I've read about what Donald Trump has done, that even his own conservatives agree, have been wrong. You know, there are many people who are Republicans who don't want to see him anywhere around because what Donald Trump is doing is muddying and poisoning the water for them. I'm telling you, man. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What say you? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Paul, who, you know, is a nice guy and is blinded because he can't see. He seems to think that this is a witch hunt and that Democrats out to get Donald Trump. But from the Republican side of things, Paul, this is not Democrats. Trump plunges GOP, and this is the Hill this morning. Trump plunges GOP into more turmoil with his legal troubles. That's not Democrats. These are Republicans. Former President Trump is plunging Republican lawmakers into more turmoil over his legal troubles, setting them on edge by calling for mass protests in case he is arrested. As much as Republican senators try to escape from what Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called the chaos and negativity surrounding Trump, the former president finds new ways to pull the GOP back into his orbit, and make the news of the day all about him. I'm going to blow up our country. I mean, it's going to blow up our country, and it's a bunch of BS, Senator Lindsey Graham warned in a Fox interview on Tuesday. Graham accused Bragg of acting because of political pressure and slammed him as George Soros-backed prosecutor because the billionaire's financier gave money to Color of Change PAC, which endorsed Bragg in 2021 election. Look, you can talk about George Soros and the money that he gives, and for everyone George Soros is there 10 Republican billionaire donors to the Republican Party. So, I mean, to whine and cry about George Soros is ridiculous. Senator Rand Paul on Tuesday tweeted with a Trump indictment would be a disgusting abuse of power and the DA should be put in jail. Many other Senate Republicans are trying to keep their party from becoming engulfed by the tumult surrounding Trump, which they see as political drag heading into 2024. McConnell in November said Republicans failed to win back the Senate because the party was associated with too much chaos and too much negativity that turned off a lot of centrist voters. Now, listen to this. This is again in The Hill. This morning's The Hill. Trump lawyer, if he's indicted, this is an all-out war. A lawyer for former President Donald Trump said Monday that it will be an all-out war if Trump is indicted in the Manhattan District Attorney's probe into a 2016 hush money payment. They can do what they want, Trump lawyer Joe Tikopian said of the possible indictment in an interview with former Trump advisor Kimberly Guilfoyle on Monday. At that point, this is an all-out war. He'll be there loud and proud, and there's nobody that's going to make him cower, Tikopina told Guilfoyle, who is also the fiancé of former president's oldest son, Donald Trump Jr. The Trump attorney similarly told the New York Daily News on Friday that the former president would not refuse to surrender if he is indicted, emphasizing that there won't be a standoff at Mar-a-Lago with Secret Service and the Manhattan DA's office. So I don't, whether or not Donald Trump is arrested for this or not, there are other bigger issues that he's got to deal with and wrestle with over the horizon. You know, it's come out now that those documents that Donald Trump took from the Capitol, when he was asked if all of them had been returned, he lied again and said yes, and then they found out he still had over 100 and some additional documents after he was told to return them. And then there's people crying crocodile tears. Well, Joe Biden, he had them. When Joe Biden was asked to return him, he returned him. Donald Trump intentionally did not return them after he knew what the outcome was. And instead of people looking at that and saying, yeah, he should have returned them, their argument is, well, the FBI, we need to do away with the FBI. The FBI, they're all crooks. Come on. Come on. Like I said before, man, my children are wrong, I don't stand with them. If my wife is wrong, I don't stand with her. You shouldn't stand with people that you know are wrong. But we can't get people to separate themselves from a man that we know is a flat-out liar and a crook. I don't know what it takes. I don't know what's inside of people who know these things and yet refuse to accept it. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Take a chance.
Watch this, y'all.
Cindy, hey, mama, you understand that?
No.
Well, like, I don't understand how you can, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very, fluent Spanish, todo está bien, chévere. You understand that?
Bien chévere.
Chévere.
Bien chévere.
Is that right, mama?
Yes.
Yeah, because I got my shaking room on the thing.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know how to handle it. Always reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. Cause I'll
all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, imagine if you lived in an environment where a story like this one that does not get a lot of attention. Because it, you know, it almost gets to be commonplace in this, in the city. And, you know, the fact that it's not a big deal. But on Monday night in the city of Milwaukee, five people were shot, six, in one incident. A 15-year-old boy died, and five young women were injured in a Milwaukee shooting that has come become all too familiar in the city. Six people shot, 15-year-old boy killed. And the 15-year-old boy died at the scene following the shooting that occurred about 11:30 p.m. Monday on the city's north side. Milwaukee police said the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office identified the boy as Davion Patterson. Five women, ages 18, 19, 21, 22-year-olds, were taken to the hospital for treatment. Investigators said they were looking for unknown suspects and trying to learn what led up to the shootings. Jacqueline Moore, WTMJ-TV, her 16-year-old daughter was shot and killed in the same area nearly 3 years ago. Jacqueline Moore told WTMJ-TV her 16-year-old daughter was shot and killed in the same area nearly 3 years ago. 15 or 14 years old, it doesn't matter. Excuse me, it was still a child, Moore said. Somebody lost their baby again. Another parent has to bury their baby. I don't normally talk about these stories that happen almost nightly in the city of Milwaukee, which we know as the weather warms up, is going to escalate more and more and more, and wayward people with guns, access to guns, will utilize those guns to slaughter people. Now, you may say, you know, those are people who should have never had the guns. I would concur with you on that. These are people who should never have their hands on guns, but they do have them. How do they get them? So a dispute in road rage. If somebody didn't have a gun, they couldn't shoot six people. I mean, you know, there was a time when I would have, you know, a little road rage, you know. Maybe none of you have ever had road rage. I don't mean anything that I acted on it. You can't do that today. You don't know if the person next to you is going to pull out a gun and blow your head off. That's the way we live today in this country. You know, some guy drives past you, cuts you off, and you know, you really want to say something, but what can you do? You can't run the risk of putting your life in jeopardy because some maniac swings around you on the right side and almost causes you to run into somebody else. That's commonplace today. And the fact that that person might also have a gun. It's commonplace. Why? You know, how many times do we have to say over and over and over and over, and this is not something that hit national news. Six people shot. One killed. It's not in any national newspaper. As a matter of fact, it's not on the front page of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You got to dig in somewhere to find it. Because it's commonplace. Should never be accepted in this nation. The police themselves can't be everywhere. I can't blame the police officers for not being there to prevent this. The police come after. For all of you who think that the police can somehow stop crime, they can't. They can't be everywhere. And so the answer is not always police. No matter what you think. It can't be that. If I want to murder somebody, how's the police going to know? How will the police know that I am planning on killing somebody? They can't. So then let's stop talking as if the answer to all of this is more police. It's not. Legislation plays a major role in stopping this. And so why can't we get legislators to do the right thing? The easy accessibility to guns continues to be at the root of these situations. 844-967-2789 is the number. And I know that had whoever this person was, whom I guess they don't know, just some random fool with a gun, was able to have the gun. I'm pretty sure it wasn't registered. I'm pretty sure, you know, the person did not have, you know, a carry license. I'm almost 100% sure of that. Well, then how did they get it? Shouldn't we ask those questions when there's more and more hemorrhaging and loss of life? Man, to see a mother come on television, which we see all the time now, and say my 15-year-old son was just murdered. This young boy was trying to stop a fight that broke out between women because of that situation, and he winds up losing his life. Because, again, some fool has access to a gun. It's never going to end in this country. You know, I'm talking about it now. It'll be out of sight, out of mind tomorrow. Because there's going to be another heinous situation where some fool has a gun that's not registered. That he got through, you know, means of somebody who was able to purchase the gun legally, called a straw buyer, and then turns around and sells it to a person with no conscience and no soul and no reason to live their own lives in upheaval. And then they, through their pain and not understanding or not making anything of their life, and then take a gun and take somebody else's life. Man. 6 people whose lives will never be the same. Because one fool made a decision that his life was not valuable. And so since he, you know, feels that his life is not valuable, what makes you think he's going to think that any of our lives are valuable? In the end, he does this. And again, as I stated from the onset, not a big deal. There'll be others. When do we come to a point as a nation that we say no more? Now, you know, you can be a gun owner. And there's some gun owners who know that this is not right. The gun owners who listen to the show, who call in, who know the easy accessibility to guns, to children, to felons, to people who should never get their hands on guns, yet they have them. And at the end of that road is pain and sorrow for people who don't deserve that. It's never going to change. And it should be able to change, right? We should be able to fix this. Another poor mother. Can you imagine? Can you imagine your child never getting a chance to ever grow up because some fool determines that I'm going to be the person who determines whether you live or die. Let's go to L.A. and Tom. Hey, good morning, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, I just don't understand people. I think the biggest lie in this country is that we care about children. I don't think we give a damn about children. I don't think we give a, I mean, I would ask the gentleman that called in before, I think it was Paul, call in and say, would you want someone, would like Donald Trump watching your grandchildren or babysitting for your children? I mean, what is wrong with people? Wrong is wrong. I don't care if it's a D by their name or an R by their name. Wrong is wrong. And for us to try to make excuses for someone you will never meet, someone who doesn't even care about you, someone that would basically run you over if they saw you on the street. Don't worry, whoever you were, Paul, you're not going to be invited to Mar-a-Lago. I can guarantee you that. And I can guarantee you also that you paid more in taxes last year than Donald Trump did.
Hey, Tom, hang on a second, man. Hey, Tom, we got to go to a break. Hang on a second. We'll be right back. Welcome back. to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Look, you know, talking about a couple of different things. Clearly, you know, this horrific situation that occurred in Milwaukee on Monday night where a 15-year-old boy was shot dead and five other women were shot by some deranged person who has access to a gun, who should never have access to a gun. But because of the way things are in this country, anybody can get a gun, you know, even a newborn. The other thing we're talking about is Donald Trump and the fact that, you know, here's what it's hard for me to understand, Tom. Donald Trump said he had nothing to do with 9/11. He turns around and says almost the exact same thing now. You know, when if he gets arrested, he wants the people to go out and protest, right? And if the people who are going out to protest on behalf of Donald Trump don't understand how many people went to jail because of following his orders, you know, and they would turn around and do the exact same thing, why would you go out and protest a man, like you said, who doesn't know you from Adam? And, I mean, what is that man?
It is an absolute sickness in this country. And what, you know, I'm starting to understand why it is that Barack Obama said about George War Criminal Bush, let's look forward rather than backward, because of the fact that Donald Trump has actually been on every radio show, every TV show, every single thing, every single day of the month, every minute of the day.
He is.
And
today,
maybe if we would have just said, yeah, and maybe if we would have, it's like TV, it's like the Donald Trump countdown clock or watch or whatever the hell it is that they're doing today on corporate media. It's just so disgusting. I mean, all these people that talk about him but say they don't want to talk about him, talk about him. And what I find just the most disgusting is that we have climate catastrophe going on in this country. It is 40 degrees today in Los Angeles, California. It has been nothing but rain. We have had people that have died, and we say we care about the children. We have people that go into
Wait a minute. Let me write this down. It's 40 degrees in L.A. Guess what? It's 45 in Milwaukee.
I know. Come on. It's like either the temperatures are changing around and I need to move back to Wisconsin or something. I don't know.
45 degrees in L.A.
Yep. And it's been this way, Earl. This is not just today. This has been this way for at least a week where it's just been cold, wet. I mean, the floods that are happening. I mean, we don't have it as bad as they do in Northern California. But it's like you have tornadoes going on around this area. You got, come on, people. I mean, Al Gore said in the Inconvenient Truth that these weather patterns were going to be extreme shifts in the weather. But my point is, do we care about the future or not? Because I really think we're getting to the point where we are getting to a point of no return. This is, and we're talking about Donald Trump. It's like that movie, Don't Look Up. If anyone hasn't seen that yet, they should really see it. It's a Leo DiCaprio movie. And it's basically the asteroids coming to hit us. But yet, you know, we're too busy talking about someone like Donald Trump or the personalities of, of the Kardashians. We're disgusting.
So, you know, they talk about Donald Trump because, you know, that there's so many people. It's if you mention his name, he's got all the followers. Well, not anywhere near as many followers as he once had. There are people who realize, as I was stating earlier, how do you support somebody that you know is a flat out liar? I mean, I just well, for the
Earl,
life
would
of
you
me,
would you have Donald Trump watch your grandchildren?
come on, man, come on.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I know, man.
These people, I want to ask them, TJ. Would you have Donald Trump watch your children? I know that you guys don't care about other people's children at all, but your own children. Would you like someone like a Donald Trump or even a Ron DeSantis to watch your kids?
Let me ask you, Tom, because this continued push about, well, if Donald Trump is indicted for this, you know, things are going to blow up. And I would say, okay, so let's say he doesn't get indicted for this. There are other things on the horizon, man. There are other felonies.
Well, not only that, Earl. Again, I would ask these people. I don't know what their problem is. I would ask these people, if you did anything that Donald Trump did, would you be in jail?
Listen, man. Listen. They voted for a guy who, even before his election, was, and the word came out that, you know, while he's running for office, he slept with a porn star. And then, amen, and then paid her off. Would that be the characteristics that you were looking for the most powerful man on the planet?
Well,
I mean, that didn't matter.
To family values.
You said what?
Party, especially a party that's all about,
right,
quote-unquote family
right,
values.
Man. And they ignored that. Well, you know, what's done between two adults is in their own bedroom is private. Oh, it is? Well, then why are we talking about LGBTQ?
Exactly.
It's just
amazing to me that you know, that they're not looking at, I don't care what it is, they're not looking at what it is that you would get away with as a person. You're propping up somebody that has done some of the most heinous things. And you know he's done these heinous things, unless you're still stuck on his washed-up reality show, The Apprentice, for God's sakes. I have no clue what you people see. I would love to know, what is it that you really like about Donald Trump?
Hey, Tom. Man,
what is it that you like about him? Does he speak for you?
Yeah, we got to go. We'll be back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.